بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. A very warm welcome to the enlightening waves of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Last Savior. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaquat is a research scholar in the House of Ulema of Qom and has a deep insight on this particular topic. Well, in a couple of episodes, we have been talking about the responsibilities of awaiters towards the Imam. We got to know that having knowledge, having ma'rifah of Imam is one of the major responsibilities of the awaiters. Then how to wait, being eager and also doing action, preparing grounds for his arrival is another duty. And again, cultivating the love for Imam. And when there is love, definitely comes other thing, that is obedience, which is the major part in worship as well, obedience. So after obedience, we said taqwa. So about taqwa, you informed us about, we already know it's God consciousness, but you also, diverted our attention towards a main topic, that is Imam consciousness. So Imam consciousness is also important. What increases this taqwa in me, that is praying and fasting. So yes, Brother Liaquat, we are here to know about more responsibilities we have towards the Imam.
One of the responsibilities of us being the muntazirin,
the awaiters,
is worship. Worship is such a simple text, a normal text. We have heard a lot about worship, and that which strikes our mind definitely when we hear about worship is namaz, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we pray. So what else do we, if we are praying, we are the real awaiters. It's not as simple as this. Example, if you consider the hadith of Imam Al-Kazim, alayhi salatu wasalam, if I just paraphrase it, the Imam, he says, the Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif, will have a yellowish complexion when he prays salatul tahajjud, when he prays the midnight prayer. And one of his qualities is staying up all night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May my father be sacrificed for the one who spends the nights in prostration and bowing and observes the rising and the setting of the stars.
Yeah.
So over here, the Imam is basically saying, if we consider it in this context, there are two meanings what can be taken from the second part of the hadith. The first part is the Imam himself.
All right.
Okay, which is generally a normal thing. And of course, the Imam is saying, may my father be sacrificed. If it is this, then it is Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, be sacrificed for the one who spends his night in prostration and bowing. Of course, so it's like basically, and he sees that the it's nighttime and he sees the stars have vanished, meaning it's daylight now. Yeah. So if we consider this hadith of Imam Al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, then the Imam's state is getting changed when he is reciting the midnight prayer. Okay. And number two, he is spending his night in prostration. And number three is, he is like in the state of this prayer until morning.
Yeah.
Now, my responsibility is, should it, my responsibility should be like the Imam of my time as well.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. Oh Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here, and we are discussing the responsibilities of the waiters. One of the responsibilities that you have picked up today is worship. And now you're focusing on the worship of Imam himself and how The other Imams have actually highlighted that in their hadith.
So basically, when we say that Imam is having a yellowish complexion, no one is telling us to worship the whole night, okay? There are other easy ways as well. First example, performing wudu and going off to sleep. It's as if like the person is considered to be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the whole night. Of course, even if he's sleeping. But over here, the Imam is saying he stays up the whole night, example, okay? So, and second thing, which is very important, which I want to highlight over here, is the quality of worship, the quality of Imam's worship. Of course, the other Imams, alayhim as-salam, also had this quality.
Yeah.
But over here, the Imam al-Kazim, alayhi as-salam, is specifically telling about the state of Imam in his worship.
Yeah.
Okay, which generally brings our minds closer to his state. Normally, we have the other Imams talking about the previous Imams.
Mm-hmm.
This Imam is talking about the Imam to come. Okay, the Imam to be, basically.
Yeah.
During the time of Imam al-Kazim, he's the current Imam, isn't it? So
yeah.
The Imam of the time will have this. Okay, so now, yellowish complexion while prayer is something to be noted, isn't it? If this is his worship, then how should be my prayer? My prayer as a responsible person, as a responsible awaiter, should look like his. You know, I'm loving him, yeah? I'm loving him to the maximum extent. That doesn't mean that I just have to listen to what he says. Have you considered your Imam to be beside you every time? If you have this in your mind,
that
the Imam
yeah.
is there with you, which is a very good thing.
Yeah.
Then know that the Imam is always looking at you.
Yeah.
Okay. And if my Imam has to be right in front of me, how would he walk? He would definitely walk with his eyes down to earth, isn't
yeah.
it? So, because I want my Imam's his happiness, I would also do the same thing. I would imitate my Imam.
Right.
Okay. So one of the responsibilities for us as awaiters is that we imitate him, and when we see him in this kind of worship, we should try to imitate him in his worship as well. Inshallah.
All right. Yeah. Inshallah. So let's take a short break here and ponder on the insights that you provided us with.
أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتدوا من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to the last part of today's episode. This is The Last Savior on IRIB English Radio. Brother Liaquat Abbas has been helping us through. Brother Liaquat, you told us that worship and the best form of worship that was performed by the Imam, which in turn changed the color of his face. And when we claim that we love, we should also imitate in love. It also reminds me of another hadith talking of worship. We have many hadiths that say that worship has 10 forms and 9 forms of worship are work. We have a number of hadiths that focus on the part of worship, like, you know, we highlighted the point of worshiping as prayers, but there are other forms of worship as well, like number of hadiths that point out that worship has 10 parts and 9 parts of worship are working in a halal way.
Yeah, so that's a beautiful hadith. Those who are bread earners, Mubarak, meaning congratulations to you, glad tidings to you. You know, worshipping is actually a package. If we consider, it's a whole package of our life. It shouldn't be like, oh, worship means only namaz, only fastings, only this, only that, okay? Worship in every single aspect towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now the Imam is in state of worship, isn't it? Okay? Every time, every single second, he's in state of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So If, for example, of course, he lives and he eats, he drinks, he sleeps, everything, yeah?
Like humans.
So, like, just like human beings, exactly. So if he is earning something, then how is he earning? How he should be earning? We definitely will come to know from the ahadith of the other imams, alayhi wasalam, how should we earn the lawful income, everything. Of course, khums has been paid upon, and we have a consciousness towards the poor people as well. We give a part, of course, be it very less, it's okay, be it less. We give a part of our wealth towards the needy as well, towards the orphans, having responsibility. So the imam is also like this, isn't it? So even this is counted as worship.
Yeah.
Lawful earnings, just like right now, if you're earning, because you are
in a lawful way.
In a lawful way, you're doing your hard work. Worship. You're trying. This is worship. Right now, you're worshiping Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, and you are counted amongst that. You are in state of worship. And if the imam were to be over here, of course he is over here, not in the bodily sense, but of course his spiritual
essence
is over here, indeed, for sure. He's happy with us, you see. Why? Because we are not doing anything like, I'm not doing anything haram, you're not doing anything haram. Even the listeners, example, they're listening, they're not doing anything haram, example. And they're like, and it's like, okay.
Every action has to be analyzed.
Exactly. Every action should be analyzed. And if it is in line with Islam, in line with the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in line with the happiness of Ahlul Bayt, then it is counted as worship. I am earning because of the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's counted as worship. Imam's happiness is in it. It's counted as worship.
Yeah.
For sure. The hadith which you have stated, it's not just with namaz. And of course, when it comes to namaz, because it's very special form of worship, prayer, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and praying the midnight prayer is something which I really want to emphasize. A responsible awaiter is someone who at least tries to wake up, who at least, even if he doesn't wake up, example, recites it in at a previous time, example, yeah, like before the time, it's okay to recite, yeah, and if it is possible, reciting it before Fajr prayers, just waking up like 10 minutes, 15 minutes before Fajr prayer and reciting the midnight prayer and connecting it to the Fajr prayer has a lot of rewards, a lot of barakah indeed, and it will be taken into consideration that the person is actually imitating his imam in the prayers, of course.
Yeah.
And in others too, inshallah, we have to imitate the imam so that it is counted as proper worship. Inshallah, that this happens. And inshallah, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely. And one of my prayers is this, you know, I pray to Allah, oh Allah, make me imitate the imam of my time. Ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Make me just like the imam wants me to be.
Yeah.
Like if my imam wants me to be really perfect, then make me perfect. And of course, he wants me perfect.
Indeed, and as we always keep on saying, call upon him and he will answer. Because this is not something just we say, this is the words of Quran. Thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. And we wish you all the best until another time. Keep yourself updated about imam. Keep yourself close to imam, love him, do his obedience, and also try to imitate imam in all your actions. Thank you so much again. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أجل السالك أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالك أهدى سنه. Where is the rising sun?